Hey everybody, it's me, Pat Cook. This is As My World Turns, I'm sorry, As My Weight Loss World Turns, episode number three. I was going to make this into a video podcast, but for whatever reason, I can't get the video to do what I want it to do. I don't know, maybe I'm not reading it right or something, but... Anyway, we're going to make this an audio podcast of some of the things I got at the grocery store. Yes, I know the proof is in the pudding when it comes to video. I know. But let me go into some of the things here, and I'll read off to you what I have here. I got some more. I'm going to start out in the cupboard here. Let me open the cupboard here so you can hear the cupboard open and close. Got some organic soup, low-fat black bean vegetable, and I'll go over the nutrition facts here. Total fat, 2% or 1.5 grams of fat. Saturated fat, there's none. Trans fats are none. No cholesterol. Sodium, however, is at 430 milligrams. It's about 18%. Total carbohydrates is about 8%. Dietary fiber is about 20%. Sugars are 5 grams. That's not surprising for soups. Proteins are 5 grams. That's got vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, and iron in it. So you can imagine... Yeah, so, you know, that's indicative of soups here. Next, I've got some Amy's Original Organic Chicken, which is basically about the same thing. Amy's Organic Chili, medium, and it's got total fats of 9 grams. Saturated, which is about 14%. Saturated fats is about 5%. Trans fats is zero, none. Cholesterol is zero milligrams. Sodium is 680 milligrams. Ooh, that's 28%. Total carbohydrates is 30 grams, is 10%. Dietary fibers is 29%. Sugars, of course, 5%. There are 5 grams, rather. Proteins, 13 grams. And again, 15% of vitamin A, 25% of vitamin C, 6% calcium, and 20% of iron. Going back to the other soup here for a second, you got 50% of vitamin A, 10% vitamin C, calcium is 4%, and iron is 8%. That sounds pretty good. Next, we have the Southwestern kit soup, the vegetable. This is from Amy's Organic Soups. Fire roasted Southwestern vegetable. Total fats is 4.5 grams. Did I read that right? 4.5 grams by calories is 140. And we'll kind of go back and read these. But you get the idea. Again, 680 milligrams of sodium, which is for the soups. Very low in calories and whatever. The chilies, again, another favorite I got, Amy's Organic Chili, spicy. Let me see if there's anything that's really different than the, not really, anything than the medium. Let's see, 680 milligrams of sodium. Let's see, calories, 250 milligrams. There's really not much difference between the soups there that we got. I know it doesn't say a whole lot, but that's what we expect for organic soups. Next, we have on top of the fridge, we got some store brand crunchy granola raisin bran. It's basically your run of the mill raisin bran cereal that you can get at the store. 190 calories, which isn't too bad. Cereal with half a cup of milk, you know, skim milk, mind you, it's fat-free. 230 calories from fat 10 1% of cholesterol with skim milk. 200 milligrams of sodium. It's kind of disturbing for cereal. 3 grams of protein, carbohydrates 44 grams, sugars 20 grams. You wouldn't hardly think that cereals contain carbohydrates. That's weird. Anyway, vitamins. Cereals have 15% vitamin A, 20% skim milk. He's got vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium. Calcium, of course, none without skim milk, without any milk. Iron, vitamin D, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin B6, folic acid, vitamin B12, phosphorus, magnesium, zinc, and copper. All those very, very nutritious indeed. Next, in the freezer, I have some healthy, nutritious meals and frozen dinners. Mind you, not the that you can just pop in the microwave. Here, one is the spaghetti with meat sauce and seasoned garlic bread and vegetables. I don't know if I'll be able to handle the garlic bread with my lap band, but well, I'll try. But anyway, this has 600, let me close the door here. This has serving size, one meal, which is 482 grams. Calories is 620 grams. Or 620 calories from fat. Calories from fat, it's about 170. Total fat, 19 grams. I don't know how they figure that. Saturated fat, 4.5 grams. Trans fats, none. Cholesterol, 15 milligrams. Sodium, 1,340 milligrams. That's about 56%. That's about the... probably because of the bread. It's garlic, butter, you know, that sort of thing. Carbohydrates, 88 grams. Dietary fibers, 15 grams. Sugars, 12 grams. Proteins, 24. Other nutritional information, vitamin A, calcium, vitamin E. Vitamin A at 35%, calcium 15%, vitamin E 15%, riboflavin 30%, vitamin B12 15%, phosphorus 30%, vitamin C 15%, iron 25%, thiamine 40%, niacin 50%, magnesium 25%, manganese 50%, and zinc 20%. This is basically your run-of-the-mill frozen dietary dinner. And I know that Weight Watchers likes to think that their meals are the best, Same thing with any of these other number of diets out there. Next is the meat lasagna. And lasagna, believe it or not, is even lower than that. Let's see. Lasagna only has about 960 milligrams of sodium. Not too bad from lasagna. Of course, the package is a little smaller too, but still, nevertheless, just got to watch out for the sodiums when you buy these meals. Basically, it's the same nutritional value as the other one. Let me get that spaghetti out again. Let's see, 1,340 milligrams to 960. It's a pretty big difference. Next, we have the Marie Callender's fettuccine with chicken and broccoli. And I'm just going to read off the sodium. The sodium, again, matches that of the spaghetti. It's about 1,150 milligrams of sodium. My goodness. That's what you get when you don't have information on the website. See, I ordered this through the home shop service for my grocery store, that my grocery store offers. Unfortunately, though, the drawback is they don't offer this nutrition information on their website, and they really should. If they don't find it there, then they should, if they don't post it on their website, they should give a link to the manufacturer's website. See, the next one I got is the Healthy Choice. Now, the Healthy Choice, is the, by the way, the last meal I had was the fettuccine with chicken and broccoli from Marie Callender's, as was the lasagna. This one is the Fiesta Chicken, which is white meat chicken with Fiesta sauce, caramel apple crisp, seasoned rice, and vegetable medley. 4 grams of fat, 370 calories, 450 milligrams of sodium. Big difference than before. Chicken Parmigiana. Breaded chicken breast, again, from Healthy Choice. Breaded chicken breast with marinara sauce and cheese, caramel apple crisp, broccoli florets, fettuccine pasta. Interesting. 9 grams of fat, 370 calories, 500 milligrams of sodium. Not bad. The next one, the last one I got is the chicken broccoli Alfredo, which is white meat chicken. Again, this is from Healthy Choice. White meat chicken and in broccoli and in Alfredo sauce. Cherry dessert with vanilla crisp. Fettuccine pasta, vegetable and a vegetable medley. 5 grams of fat, 300 calories. 430 milligrams of sodium. Sound like I'm singing the 12 Days of Christmas here. So anyway, for desserts, I got me some desserts here as well. Some store-bought Kroger brand deluxe candy, shop classics. Naturally and artificially flavored Butterzinger ice cream. Made with Nestle Butterfinger pieces. Probably not the best. But it's a light ice cream. Yeah, let's see here. Serving size 70. And it says 70 grams per cup. 180 calories. That's standalone, another 90 from fat. Total, sugars, however, 16 grams, which is amazing for ice cream. 16 grams. And it comes with vitamin A, 4%, calcium 8%, vitamin C 2%, and iron none. It's kind of a disappointment. Next is the same store brand, but it's Rocky Road light ice cream, and it says right up front here, 59% less fat, 27% less calories than regular ice cream, and it's old-fashioned churned, and it's smooth and creamy too. Let's see here, nutrition information. 130 grams of fat, 130 calories, another 35 from fat, 70 milligrams of sodium. Now that's not a surprise, but sugars are 15%, or 15 grams, I should say. It's got vitamin A, 4%, calcium, 10%, vitamin C, 2%, and iron, 2%. That's from Rocky Road ice cream, light. I like, I'm more of a flavored guy. Okay, next we turn to the refrigerator and back to these organic foods. I got me some salads here, and the one I'm going to eat as soon as we get through here is the Fresh Express. You might have seen these. Fresh Express salsa and salsa supreme, ensalada supreme. Everything you need to make a. It has a sour cream, sour cream salsa, dressing, Mexican and cheese blend. Blue and yellow corn tortilla strips, chunky salsa, iceberg, and romaine lettuce. Let's see, nutrition information. 270 milligrams of sodium. That's, 120 calories, another 70 with fat. Carbohydrates, 10%, or 10 grams, that's about 3%. But it's got vitamin A, 39%, calcium, 8%, vitamin C, 15%, and iron, 4%. And so that's going to be the most interesting to eat. I also got me some Asian Supreme, which is Supreme sesame organic dressing, sweet dried cherries, wing hing wonton strips, iceberg and romaine. Lettuce, carrots, whole pea pods. This is a complete salad. Nutrition information. Yeah, and I'm just going to read it up briefly again. 120 calories, another 45 from fat. Sodium, 350 milligrams. That's kind of a bit different than from the Mexican salad here. If I can get it out here again. 270, so it's a little bit different. Of course, the dressing is, because we're talking about an Oriental salad. It's got vitamin A 40%, calcium 4%, vitamin C 25%, and iron, I think it says 8%, I think. It's kind of hard to read it because the package is transparent. Next we have the Caesar Supreme ice cream or salad. It's good. Romaine, Caesar dressing, fancy shredded, three Italian cheeses, French bread garlic croutons, crispy romaine lettuce. I can only assume this will have less of the three. Let's see. 140 grams of fat, 140 calories. Can't really read this too well. I'm guesstimating here. Calories from fat, 110. Four 450 milligrams of sodium. This comes with about 50% vitamin A, 8% calcium. 6% calcium, 25% vitamin C, and iron. About let's see, 4%. Yeah, 4%. It's all in all, not bad. Not bad at all. Next, I have Yoplait. I got 8 of these things. Yoplait Original. It's about, it's a low-fat yogurt. It's 1% milk fat. Vitamins A and D added. And the serving per one container, it's 170 grams. Servings per carton, that's 8. It's an 8-pack. Calories from fat, however, is 15%. It's 15, so you multiply that by 8. Sugars are 27 grams. Protein is 5 grams. I can only assume they base this on one container. Vitamin A, 15%. Vitamin D, 20%. Calcium, 20%. Phosphorus, 15%. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Next, I have Mexican four cheese, a package of cheese. Now, I got 2 of these, Mexican style four cheese. It's got naturally finely shredded cheddar, asadero, queso quesadera, and Monterey Jack cheeses. And this is 2 of these, so they ought to be the same thing. 8 grams of fat, or let's start with the calories. 100 calories without fat, another 70 with fat. I don't believe the total fat because, well, it just doesn't add up. Sodium, 190 milligrams of sodium. For those of you who have to worry about that. Dietary fiber, nothing. 12% protein. Vitamin A, 6%. Calcium, 20%. Vitamin C, nothing. And iron, nothing. So there you go. Last but not least, I chose, well actually not quite last but not least, I chose to give me some green chili salsa for my, well mainly for the salad, but well anything else. And it's organic, or so the package says. It's got 25 grams. Yeah, 25 calories. Total, there is nothing from fat. Sodium is 40 milligrams. It's incredible. You would think for green chili sauce it would be a lot more than that. But nothing for sodium. Vitamin A is 8%. Vitamin C. Get ready for this, folks. 160%. I'm not kidding you, folks. That's what the thing says here. 160% vitamin C. I don't know how it says that, but it does. 4% of iron. Unbelievable. Now, last but not least, we got the juices. Organic juices. I get apple and I get grape. Premium Select. All natural, no preserves. Organic apple. Yeah, let me see here. We've been recording all this time. And I can see we have. Okay. Organic apple juice from Premium Select. Again, that's a Kroger brand. I can get to the nutrition information here. 120 calories. 28 grams of sugar. Pure organic. There is nothing, no vitamins in it at all. Sodium is 35 milligrams. Carbohydrates, 28 grams. Sodium takes up 9%. Total carbohydrates and percentage for is 9%. No protein. That's the bummer about that. And that's for an 8 fluid ounce or 240 milliliter container, which, you know, this is a 64 ounce container. It's got the Good Housekeeping seal on it. Next is organic grape juice. Again, Premium Select. It's got the Good Housekeeping seal on it. Nutrition information. Again, this is a per 8 ounce container. 170 grams. 35 milligrams of sodium, 41 grams of carbohydrates. That's 14%, you know, translates. Sodium, meanwhile, is 1%. Sugars are 40 grams. There's, again, no protein. Vitamin C is at 100%. And let me check that apple juice here, because I may have misread, not included the vitamin C in the apple juice. No, it doesn't list it. I don't get that. So anyway, that's about all I got from the store. The rest of it, rest of the stuff I have, I already had. So, oh yes, I got one onion. I'm going to put that in there too. So anyway, that's it for now. The next podcast, I'm hoping will be video. I'm hoping I can figure out the cam by then. Figure out why the cam is not displaying or working properly or whatever. Hopefully I can figure it out by then. To do the weigh-in. Actually, it'd be my first fill, but they'll no doubt do a weigh-in as well. And I will show that to you, if at all possible. Show that to you and put that up on YouTube as well as the page. In the meantime, if you want to check it out, you can go to the website at asmyweightlossworldturns.blogspot.com. So in the meantime, I'm gonna go have me some lunch, go have me some of that salad, and then it will. So I will catch you next time, right here. And as my weight loss world turns. Bye-bye, everybody.